former U.S. attorney in Pittsburgh will lead a new White House task force to eliminate fraud. From our news partner station WESA, Tom Reese reports.
Scott Brady, who once led the federal prosecutor's office for Western Pennsylvania, has been chosen by the Trump administration for its anti-fraud campaign. A spokesperson for Vice President J.D. Vance confirmed Brady's new position Monday in a statement to WESA. Vance has said the creation of the office was inspired by cases of Medicaid fraud in Minnesota. Brady's background includes investigating fraud during the COVID-19 pandemic and directing the prosecution of the Tree of Life synagogue shooter during President Trump's first term. He's also known for spearheading the corruption investigation into President Joe Biden's son, Hunter. Brady will serve as the executive director of the task force alongside members of Trump's cabinet. He was brought on in January as part of Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s Health and Human Services Department. Reporting from Harrisburg, Tom Reese.
Last year in Chester County, 55 people died from accidental overdoses. As WHYY's Kenny Cooper reports, that's the lowest number in a decade.
Chester County officials celebrated the promising figures Monday. Since 2017, the number of accidental overdoses has steadily declined. There were 69 such deaths in 2024. Still, Jamie Johnson, the director of the county's Department of Drug and Alcohol Services, says, quote, "One life lost to overdose is one too many." Johnson predicted overdose fatalities to continue to plunge in 2026. Kenny Cooper, WHYY News.
A little hazy outside on this Tuesday afternoon, but it is warm. It feels like spring, nary perhaps even summer outside. 79 degrees right now in Center City, Philadelphia. A little humid as well. You get that little bit of humidity slapping you as you go outside. Expect some clouds to remain for the rest of the afternoon. We'll have that patchy sunshine, then mostly cloudy overnight. Temperatures dropping down into the mid-60s overnight. Not too bad at all. And tomorrow, a chance for some showers, and yet again, we are getting to around 80 degrees on Wednesday.